Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Beijing, I'm not sure if it's China's largest city, but they are on lockdown. It started out as a soft lockdown. From what I understand, it has advanced because they are facing a second wave of coronavirus. And now, things started in China. And so, we decided to follow Italy when we decided to do our lockdown. We were like, we don't know what the heck is going on in China, so we're going to do whatever Italy does because we trust what's coming out of Italy. I'm telling you guys right now, China's saying they're having a second wave. Right? And they're locking down. You could believe it. Okay? This is real. So apparently, they tested about 356,000 people in 4 days. And I know one of you had asked me about the accuracy of these tests. We'll talk about that in a second. And they are admitting that they are having a hard time controlling this quote-unquote second wave of COVID. Now, we're not really getting the definitions of waves and spikes. I mean, some people don't care. I think it does matter. It would be nice to see what they're saying. Is a second wave to me. Second wave to me means hospitals are going to get flooded. We're going to have people panicking, not wanting to go, outside, not wanting to go to establishments, us needing to lock down again. A second wave to me means you have a wave, a tsunami of patients coming into the hospital and needing care and needing resources. A spike to me is, all right, we're all good. We still got, we still got hospital beds. We still got ventilators. We're seeing an uptick in cases. We are seeing a spike, in cases and maybe in people being sick, but we aren't in this wave. You see? So I think a wave would be considered worse, but that's just my definition. I'm sure the CDC or World Health Organization will have a definition and we'll hear of it. But if I hear second wave, if I hear that America uses the term second wave, that means I'm going to be, preparing for lockdown again and buying toilet paper. We're actually running low. We are running low on toilet paper. Not too good. So I'll probably go buy toilet paper today. So they believe this happened because there was a food wholesale market called Xinfadi. That supplies 80% of Beijing's meat. Some people thought it came from the salmon. So there's a lot of debate as to why it spread so quickly in Beijing again. But they've tested a whole bunch of them. In terms of their new cases, we're getting conflicting reports. We're being told that they've had maybe, 44 new cases in the last few hours. I don't know if we could take that number as gold. Unfortunately, though, on the America front, we are seeing spikes. We're seeing spikes in Arizona. We're seeing spikes in California. We're seeing a lot of spikes in Florida. Florida has about 2,600 new cases over the last few hours being reported. Louisiana, North Carolina, Indiana, Alabama, Rhode Island, considering with their population. So, yeah, cases are rising. Now, you'll see these memes on Facebook going, well, one day it's protests, another day it's murder hornets. Well, now that the protests are quieting down, now we're having another COVID wave, and they think there's this big conspiracy. I could tell you from the medical front, no, it's real. I mean, there are people that are being sick that are, called in, and I'm hearing their symptoms. They don't want it. They're fearful. I'm being really honest with you guys. I wouldn't, you know, BS you guys. You know, I am seeing patient calls very similar to the same numbers I got back in March when people were calling with cough, fever, body aches, you know, feeling something in their chest, feeling like they're breathing through a straw, and loss of smell, loss of taste. So it is real, okay? So what could be going on? Well, one thing I'm kind of, you know, been suspicious of is people having had it and then getting sick a second time. And so there is a report. Somebody does describe in pretty big detail what her second COVID was like. Her, I don't know if we're going to call it COVID 2.0. I don't know what we call your reactivation or reinfection. We can't say for sure if it's a reactivation of the first COVID or if you got it twice. But now you have groups of people saying, I got this twice, I got this. And so, and if you didn't think there was discrimination, Lord have mercy. Yes, there is. I hear people just ticked at others who got afflicted with COVID. All of the progress we've ever made with, in terms of, tensions between groups, and it's going out the door. But I'm hearing people cuss out and say this blah, 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 blah came to work with COVID. And so just I be careful out there. I really think things are going to get worse before they get better in terms of tensions and divide and all that. But testing positive for a second time with COVID, that's not so much rare. We saw that with George Floyd. George Floyd was positive April 3rd. He was positive again at the end of May when he had his autopsy. May he rest in peace. But getting sick twice from COVID, is it lighter? Is it more severe? Well, in some cases, we're hearing it's lighter. They said, I got it a second time. I got the body aches. For others, they're saying it was the exact same. I am very, very curious to see the data on that. I want to know if second time coronavirus is deadlier. Is it something where we need to start treating prophylactically, where the second you get coronavirus, we start you on steroids or Zithromax or Remdesivir or for some hydroxychloroquine? Yes, for some hydroxychloroquine works still. For others, it doesn't. So this is very frustrating because we don't have a cure for COVID. People call me saying, I think I have COVID. Start me on something. I can't do that. Technically, the treatment for COVID is no treatment. COVID's a virus. It's supposed to die out on its own, just like flu. However, when we start to think you become severe, there are things we're doing. And so we are going to be giving you medications. We talked about the difference between antibiotics and steroids and things like that. So I think second COVID could be as severe, if not more severe, even though we're hearing a lot of cases are mild. But watch out for it. Just because you've had COVID once doesn't mean you're completely in the clear. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I love pancakes. You know, I'm not really a big breakfast eater. I always have some breakfast because I think it's important to have, you know, multiple small meals a day. And I know a lot of people skip breakfast, and I think that puts you at risk for diabetes, and we've talked about that. Your body needs to have kind of a consistent, you know, steady source of energy. Otherwise, The pancreas, you know, doesn't know which way is what. And I notice a lot of people that are big breakfast skippers, unfortunately put themselves at risk for diabetes, obesity. Others do really well with fasting and certain intermittent fasting, but most of the diabetics that I had taken care of, they were not breakfast eaters. So I'm got them started on eating some breakfast. And the one thing I missed during this lockdown was pancakes. And so one of the first places we went to, after we were able to get out of, you know, get out of the house and go to a restaurant, was I went to IHOP, and oh my gosh, it was yummy. IHOP did, it was very interesting. It didn't kind of look like the typical IHOP because you didn't have all the syrups that were sitting there on the table, and which, by the way, as a doctor, I kind of kept this to myself, but I was really bothered by a lot of, you know, things. I was really, really nervous that you would sit at a table with syrup dispensers that kids could have been licking and things like that. So, I mean, maybe there is some good to some of these changes. But I like when IHOP, and when I get my pancakes, I really like the Swedish pancakes, but I ask for the sauce on the side because I like to put a little bit of all the flavors of syrup. My favorite syrup used to be boysenberry, and I don't think IHOP does the boysenberry syrup anymore. I don't know whatever happened to boysenberry. But they have strawberry, they have blueberry, they have the butter pecan, they have the regular maple. So I take a little bit of each, maybe not the maple, because by then that's enough syrup, and then I put a little bit of each, and then I just have my pancakes, and they're just so yummy, you know. But my favorite home brand syrup, the best tasting, was the Aunt Jemima brand. The Aunt Jemima brand comes from Quaker Foods, and I think Quaker is acquired by PepsiCo. I think Pepsi. And I was always kind of confused that they would still have the stereotype on the bottle. Nothing ever seemed to change with that. You know, it was best tasting syrup. We always buy that brand. You know, but you know, my husband and I kind of questioned, you know, why is this still on the bottle? Why, I don't know if this is something that's, you know, accepted and I, you know, people are comfortable with. You know, but, you know, we figured it was still on the bottle because it was a brand. And it was a brand that people knew and identified and, you know, and gave them a sense of, I guess, home-cooked feet. I don't know. But finally, it's being taken off. So Aunt Jemima has origins that unfortunately perpetuate a stereotype that, goes back to when a black woman would work for white families. And the brand has been around for about 130 years. And it was acquired by PepsiCo along with the rest of Quaker Oats Company about 20 years ago. So Quaker has announced that it's going to finally drop the brand and work on a name change that is much more appropriate and respectful. The decision comes as obviously the nation has kind of been, you know, dealing with, you know, trying to, address, disparities in, you know, how people approach, race and our past, and it's something that, you know, you look at and you kind of scratch your head going, why do we still have this? But, you know, another issue that people have brought up with me is the Southern pride and the Confederate flag. And one of you had sent me pictures of the Bill Clinton, Al Gore buttons when they had their election in 1992. And the Clinton-Gore political button was, and I don't remember if I saw these, because again, I lived in the West, so we didn't really see a lot of, you know, Confederate flags or whatever, because we lived in the Southwest, so we didn't really see that. You know, we see a lot of, you know, Indian art and turquoise and headdresses and things like that, but we don't see, you know, Confederate flags like they did in the South. And so Clinton Gore had this button that aligned with the X of the flag, and it was, I believe, something they used in the southern states. And I believe a few years back, I think Hillary Clinton was interviewed on this, going, why was this a campaign choice? Why was this a, you know, and I don't know what she answered. I don't remember if she gave an answer. This is going years back. But I think what we're learning now is And when you see old movies and you see, the jokes that were made and the stereotypes that were made and I think we're right now at a time where we're kind of saying, look, okay, if we think somebody's going to be insulted by it and we don't think it's appropriate, we're done. We're done with it. And I think we're starting to clean up our act. But I think we also need to send the memo that certain things we thought meant something don't. A few years ago, people were very, very confused with the whole, Confederate flag going, but that's Southern pride. That's how we show pride in the South. And they didn't get the memo. They didn't realize that, look, you having a Confederate flag is now deemed a sign, you being pro-slavery. That, whether you agree with that connection or not, that's how it's looked upon now. Same thing with there's like the okay sign. I guess the okay sign is starting to transform to a sign of like Nazism, neo-Nazism. So if people don't get the memo and they're like, that's A-okay, and they show that sign, now they look like they're neo-Nazi. So, what I want to talk about right now in this segment is what do we do to give everybody the memo? How do we, the Me Too movement caused a whole, shift of how men and women talk to each other. Now, you'll still hear the way men and women talk and, people still want to hear jokes at the coolers and they want to be flirted with and things like that. But there was a lot of things that were said that were completely inappropriate. And you would think it would be common sense, but it wasn't. And it wasn't common sense because people let it happen for so long. Like, in movies, smacking a woman on the butt. I was just in a hotel a couple weeks ago, showing everybody what the casinos look like on reopening. And I'm walking by a table and some guy smacks his girl on the butt. Now, we don't know if she liked that being done. We don't know if not. But maybe they were a couple and maybe that is something they like. I don't know. I don't know. Butt smacking, I don't know if it'll ever go away. But the problem we have is there are changes being made and I don't think everybody gets the memo. And so here we are in 2020 and finally changing the Aunt Jemima packaging. I don't know what to say. Calls to take down, we talked about Marion Sims, Dr. Sims statues. Dr. Sims is the father of gynecology. Dr. Sims is revered. In fact, I think there's laboratories and there's buildings named after him. But, people are realizing that much of his work was done on slaves. There's a lot of debate on whether he was helping slaves get free medical care or whether he was experimenting on them and putting them through undue pain and unnecessary procedures. But, talk about somebody who, could have unfortunately done, bad things to your ancestors, people need to get the memo. People need to kind of understand. Otherwise, they are going to be saying or doing things that are considered inappropriate. And common sense, unfortunately, isn't always there. Some people just don't realize it. And so, so PepsiCo is going to overhaul the pancake mix and syrup. There's going to be new ones that are hitting the shelves by fourth quarter 2020. And, it's interesting where I'm seeing on Facebook, somebody brought up a Ritz Crackers box and said, are we going to fix this? This is inappropriate. And it's because the term cracker is insulting. And so, then the next question is, how do you come up with a brand that isn't going to later have a term that's going to be then changed and used inappropriately against people? And then, like privilege. Privilege all of a sudden became a word that we don't want to use or hear. things keep changing, people. 1-877-DOCTOR. Your life and faith.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans will begin considering a police reform measure that will essentially ban chokeholds and create a national reporting database to track the use of force and questionable tactics employed by police officers. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is hoping to get something done rather quickly.
We're serious about making a law here. This is not about trying to create partisan differences. This is about coming together and getting an outcome.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in a number of states. Nine states on Tuesday set records for coronavirus infections, hitting one-day highs or new seven-day averages for cases. The increase came in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the social network will allow users to turn off seeing political ads. You're listening to USA Radio News. More than 120 victims of former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar say they want to see the Inspector General's report on how the FBI handled the case. Gymnast Maggie Nichols tells NBC's Today Show authorities didn't act quickly enough.
Just knowing that if someone would have reported it and made change right when it was reported, so many people would have been saved.
Nichols also says she has no regrets regarding speaking out.
That's something that kind of eases my mind a little bit, and on the tough days, just knowing that I did help other people.
Vermont principal Tiffany Riley was placed on administrative leave by the school board with no intention of reinstating her following a social media post about Black Lives Matter. Riley wrote on her personal Facebook page that she believes Black Lives do matter, but does not agree with the coercive measure taken to get the point across. Riley served as a K-12 principal since 2015. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, okay, topic comes up about medical students and their training, nursing students, and whether patients have a choice to decline them coming into the room or helping or taking care of, or if, they need a consent. And I want to talk a little bit about having a medical student or a nursing student do your care. Because I got to tell you, I think some of the best care I ever gave was when I was a student. And so there's some misconceptions because the story always, there's always going to be a headline right around July 1 where they say, oh, it's the worst time to be in the hospital because that's when you got the change in residence and you got the new medical students. And everybody always says it. And time and time again, studies prove that is not the most dangerous time in the hospital. And I get sick and tired of seeing this. And again, it's because of a lot of misconceptions and people don't get the memo, so I'm going to give you guys a memo. So here's the scoop on medical students, okay? And nursing students as well. Okay. They're awesome. They're awesome. Okay. I'm biased. Okay. The disclaimer is I am for having medical students and nursing students. Okay. But let me though explain to you what the situation is. So, when medical students train, so I was trained at UMC, University Medical Center, and we had a clinic. And that clinic, there was clinics attached to the hospital that treated the underserved. Now, those ended up being, being advantageous for teaching hospitals because you had people that, you know, wanted care. You had plenty of pathology come in. You always had a steady flow of patients. So if you wanted your medical student or nursing student to see what the average population has, they need to see volume. They need to see lots of patients, and they need to be able to have somebody point it out and go, you see, that's what cervical cancer is. You see, that's what a panniculitis is. You see, that's what porphyria looks like or bullous pemphigoid. So, you know, you need to be in an arena where it's not a, like, a practice where there's only going to be five people coming in that day because you only have X amount of time, X amount of months. Now, if a patient, okay, you know, did not want a medical student in the room, they had a choice. They had a choice. There were stories that some, you know, patients were told, look, you know, I have a student. I don't have anybody else to help me, so the student's going to be in the room. Yeah, you know, and so, you know, maybe there might be some debate on whether there was always 100% consent. But when I was a student, people gave consent. So if, let's say, there was a male medical student or a male nursing student and somebody did not want to have the gynecological exam with a student in the room, you could say no. And that sort of practice still exists today. But I'm going to tell you something. Any one of my patients that allowed me in that room and that allowed me to work and to do and to, you know, I am so, so grateful, and hopefully they got some pretty darn good care, because as medical students, you do things slower, you do things more meticulously, and as we get older, I remember I was the fastest PAP in the West. I could do a PAP super fast, go in, look, see, whatever, and the ladies loved it. They're like, yeah, she's super fast, but does that necessarily mean that was the best sort of care? Medical student will be like, okay, so we're going to insert really, really slowly. I'm going to take a look at this. We're going to look at this. We're going to look at this. And they're being very calculated. They're taking mental notes. And they're, you know, meanwhile, the patient's like, oh my gosh, hurry up. But they might be actually getting better care. You know, so July is when new residency starts. So, and for many medical schools, that's where there's a turnover. Some medical schools now have different schedules where a third or fourth year might start on a different month. But when I went to school, July was kind of the big turn date. All right. And so new residents who had just become medical students and graduated are now residents. They're doctors. They wear the longer coats. The coat that covers the tushy means they have their degree. The coat that doesn't cover their tushy means they're still a student. And, you know, doesn't matter to me. You know, most of the coats were still kind of long enough for me because I wasn't super tall. But it does, you know, that's how you identify if somebody's a physician or not, you know, based on their coat size, you know, in the hospital setting. And so when you have a new intern, you would think, oh, my gosh, this intern's not going to know what they're doing. I mean, keep in mind, the intern was already a medical student for 2 years. That intern had been in the hospital already for 2 years. And see, that's the way medical school set this up. Medical school set it up such that day one, you've already done things. So, like, my day one, I had already delivered babies. I had already performed the hysterectomy. I got such good training at UMC, as well as UCLA, that the University of Nevada School of Medicine, that I was ready to go. Now, was I good enough to be a third-year resident or an attending? Oh, hell no. But I already had some of that experience. So going back to students, when you have nursing students, medical students, they're going to be your future doctor one day. And so, don't look at it as them practicing on you. And if you ever notice, a medical student is always hovered around by the attending or residents. Medical students are rarely alone. As an intern, yes, I was alone. I delivered twin breech by myself as an intern. And I remember the attending was, yelling at my superior, but my superior was doing a C-section. I mean, we got slammed. We were, UMC was one of the busiest hospitals, in the South, the West. It was not, so as an intern, I might have done more things by myself. But medical students, usually they're not. They're not going to be, they're not going, same thing with nursing students. And, these nursing students, they've done some of the best blood draws. If I ever want a blood draw, if I ever want something done, I will hands down pick a nursing student. They're just the most gentle. They're just, and I think it's because they're just so afraid of, messing with, making a mistake or whatever that, if you do have somebody shaking and nervous, but if that ever happens, the attending watches that. And the attending's like, no, I'm going to take over. I'll deliver the baby. I'll whatever. Now, I was asked a few months ago it's experimentation. If medical students are experimenting, and I want to answer that very honestly, no. All right, experiment, the definition to me of experiment is, all right, we have somebody with pneumonia. Why don't we just try, dousing them with orange juice? Okay, see, to me, that's an experiment. Medical students are taught the standard of care. So medical students are taught to, they are in the process of having to learn what we do already. So if a medical student is going to take care of somebody with pneumonia who needs antibiotics, they're going to get antibiotics. So when people say, gosh, I was experimented on by medical students, you weren't experimented on because these are treatments and these are instruments and these are protocols that are in place that the medical student is learning. Did the medical student practice on you? Yeah, but that's not an experiment. Did the medical student, perform their very first appendectomy on you? I'm going to tell you, how was it? You had multiple doctors there. You had multiple people in the room. Probably was pretty good. And I remember when I was a student or an intern, even if I had a bad day, I remember telling my family, if you guys get sick, you better go to UMC. You better go to some of these hospitals that have doctors all over, because I was so afraid that any one of them would go to a hospital where there's, hardly anybody around and, night staff is already overwhelmed. And, at least with these teaching hospitals, there's always people around. There's always residents. There's always, so when you hear there's a code, if there's a code, even though the nurses and charge nurses and all of them got it, they're on it. These teaching hospitals always have doctors and students and somebody around. So there's always going to be plenty of heads around. So, get this out of your head that you're getting experimented on and all that. And, if you can allow a student in the room, nursing, dental, whatever, please, because it's going to be good care and it's really going to help. We need our future generation. Keep in mind, a lot of these students have lost 3, 4, almost 5 months of training. Okay? We're going to need them out there, and we're going to need them learning. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you.
Welcome to Tuning In, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, some of you use Bing or I don't know all the different platforms. I use Google. Google has kind of been the easiest to navigate. But I've noticed that there seems to be a preponderance of left-leaning headlines. And when I try to find the other side, I really have to search for it. And Ted Cruz is now going to take on Google for attempting to censor free speech by threatening to demonetize the right-wing website The Federalist over, I guess, a reader comment that violates its policies. I don't know if you guys have been following this, but Google banned Zero Hedge and contacted The Federalist about its content, too. Now, I'm not really sure what Zero Hedge posted that prompted the move, but apparently it was over reports claiming that George Soros was behind the BLM protests. Google won't say how and when it stripped Zero Hedge of its profitability. So this isn't Ted Cruz. Google is attempting to censor free speech by threatening to demonetize. So when people post things, it allows them to sell ads and you make money. My posts don't because I just write the article. If it's up there, whoever, you know, sells ads and uses it for now, I'm not really a good business person. You know, I'm just trying to get information out there. So if I write about sunscreen and, you know, HDL versus LDL cholesterol and all that, I mean, maybe the reason why I'm not, you know, selling ads is because I just don't see how people are going to be just falling over themselves trying to give me money for some of these articles. Some of the articles are really, really good. I talked about Derek Chauvin's mugshot and some of the differences and why I still think it's him and things like that. But anyway, so I do some good articles. But apparently this happened with an NBC story that claimed that its reporting prompted Google to act. And Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson have been slamming Google over its threat to demonetize The Federalist. Now, The Federalist is kind of a right-wing news outlet, and they want to demonetize them over reader comments on its stories. So what happens is when somebody publishes a story and you get out of comments, many times those comments are public. Well, those comments many times has things that are very, very uneasy to listen to if you don't believe in it. And unfortunately, some of them can even be racist. And so Google, Facebook, social media has always been kind of under the gun of you cannot allow people to post things like that on there. But then the question comes out, well, free speech, how do we have the manpower, female power to go through and read every single post? You know, I like to put, you know, questions out on Facebook, and they're usually, you know, non-political to start. I'm like, guys, you know, what do you think we should do about opening up, you know, casinos or something like that? Or, you know, what about restaurants or whatever? Or, you know, do you think the casinos will make it? And then instead of yes, no, and, you know, this, you know, people start to bash the governor, people start to bash each other, people start to bash, and it turns political no matter what. So, apparently this started where NBC said it gave Google a report from the Center for Countering Digital Hate, which is, I guess, a British think tank that flagged The Federalist and 9 other sites for, quote, racist content. They flagged that The Federalist had used a, quote, black crime tag to categorize content. It also flagged a story in which a journalist claimed the media was lying by reporting that white supremacists were involved in looting. And I guess it signaled out CNN, New York Times. So Zero Hedge, which is a blog, has been flagged and has now been demonetized. And in the NBC story, a Google spokeswoman had quoted NBC by saying it had removed both sites' ability to monetize. The NBC journalist who wrote the piece, Adele Momico-Fraser, also thanked the think tank for its collaboration afterwards and since deleted a tweet. Now, Google said it never did that to The Federalist. And The Federalist is actually run by Meghan McCain's husband. So, obviously a lot of little twists here and turns, but the question comes up as to are we seeing a lack of, shall we say, responsibility to make sure that things aren't spreading lies or spreading hate, but then are we also seeing bias? Are we also seeing, you know, a lack of censorship to some sites that can rip on Trump, can call him Nazi, can call him whatever? And yet, you know, who is overseeing this? Well, the Department of Justice now is going to unveil plans to, from what we understand, to roll back the legal protection that big tech companies have to protect themselves from lawsuits. President Trump has threatened to sue social media companies. And he has long complained that these big tech will stifle conservative voices. So this aggressive reform being pushed by the Justice Department would remove many of the immunities that covered them in the 1990 era. So what had originally happened is there were laws that were supposed to protect social media, where if people were going to post content, how to not have the social media giants responsible for every single thing somebody says, because otherwise they couldn't have these platforms. You know, so let's say somebody puts on Facebook that they really love Beyonce's body. All right, you know, even if that would be considered Title IX in a school setting, or it might be considered harassment, Facebook or social media will be protected from somebody suing for somebody posting that they like Beyonce's body. Okay? And that's the other thing, too. I mean, you could be having zillions and zillions of lawsuits saying, you know, saying somebody had a nice body is harassing. And other people are like, well, no, it's not. So there were these laws in place. The problem is why do we keep seeing, you know, this disparity and where's the Fox News article? You know, and you have to really search for it. And then when you pull up Google, anytime you pull up Google News, it just, I mean, it's just article after article bashing Trump. And, again, I'm not saying this in defense of Trump or whatever, but I thought news, again, was supposed to be, and these platforms were supposed to be non-biased, were supposed to be neutral. So the Justice Department is going to strip big tech companies of the civil immunity, including third-party content or activity that violates federal criminal law or situations involving online child exploitation, sexual abuse, terrorism, and cyberstalking. It would also make clear the companies do not have immunity in civil enforcement actions brought by the federal government and can't use immunity as a defense against their claims. Daily Mail also reports that Republican Senator Josh Hawley introduced legislation that would allow users to sue social media platforms over accusations of censorship of political speech. A user could sue any large platform with more than 30 million users in the U.S. Per month that are not operating in good faith, and they could sue them for $5,000 and attorney fees. So under current laws, tech platforms are not legally liable for the actions of their users, except in rare small cases. Social media companies also have a broad ability to police the sites of their content as they see fit. So, Twitter had fact-checked two of Trump's tweets, and they had said that his tweets about absentee voting was false. Well, Trump got mad that Twitter would label his tweets as false. I mean, you're talking about a social media giant claiming that the president is wrong, but what did they use to fact check? They used CNN, I believe. So, this is just an absolute mess. So Trump tweeted that Republicans feel that social media platforms totally silence conservative voices. We will strongly regulate or close them down before we can ever allow this to happen. So that's what's going on there. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.